might be tempted to channel surf when a commercial comes on. If you do, you could miss a great song. Counting on different ideas drifting away. Past and present, that'll matter, not a future sorted out. That's the French band Phoenix with its song 1901. The song's been featured on a recent Cadillac commercial in the United States, and it's taken from the band's fourth album, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. Phoenix is currently playing to sold-out venues in the United States. They have been called Rock's Great French Hope by no less than Rolling Stone magazine. Thomas Mars and Laurent Brankowitz of the band joined us now from the studios of WOSU in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks very much for being with us, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Laurent, I've been told that your mother does not like that album name, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix.
Yeah, it's true. She's German. Playing with the name of Mozart, it's like a crime, you know. When we told her the title, she laughed a lot and cried. That's when we really knew it was a good title, when you have this kind of reactions.
Your song, Listomania.
A listomania, think less but see it grow.
Is the list of whom you were singing the composer or the Roger Daltrey Ringo Starr film?
Both. We saw Listomania before we wrote that song, and it's, to be honest, it's not my favorite movie, but I love the idea. The one we like is the Hungarian composer and the fact that his life is really connected to Paris too. It's very inspiring, his life. From a mess to the masses.
Talking to Thomas Mars and Laurent Brankowitz. They're two members of the band Phoenix from France. This may be obvious from the accent. Thomas, may I ask you a question that might be personal?
Yes.
So, you and Sofia Coppola, that's true?
Yes, it's true since a long time.
Okay, that's what I read, but I just want to make certain.
We have a daughter together.
Oh, that I did not know. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. And another one coming.
Well, double congratulations.
Thank you.
Your song, Too Young, was featured in her film Lost in Translation. Let's listen a little bit to that. Baby, when I saw you turning at the end of the street, I knew what time was gone and it took me like ages. Just understand I was afraid to be a simple guy. I tried my best to smile. Did you write that just for the film?
No, we wrote that for the first record we did. She liked it. She liked that record. She liked the song called Honeymoon first. And she sent us one of the best music video we could ever had, which was Bill Murray dancing on our music. Deep inside my heart, I felt it was shot like a crowd dancing. I guess I couldn't live without things that made my life.
Your song, Love Like a Sunset, has been the object of a remix done by the American band Animal Collective. Have you heard it?
Yeah, of course, yeah. We all love it.
Now, when you hear a remix, this particular remix or another, are you flattered, or is there a part of you that wants to say, oh, go write your own tune, just don't use ours?
No, we are flattered for sure. We did everything we could so everybody could remix our music. You know, we put the separate tracks of the songs on our website. We prefer, though, that the remix stays a bit less good than the original, you know. But no, we love it, and we love the fact that at some point, you know, the music belongs to everybody.
Visible horizon. Right.
What do you think of Carlo Bruni's music?
What do we think?
Maybe we should invent our own truth and just imagine that she's the first lady that suddenly released very beautiful albums.
Oh, all right.
I prefer that. Yeah, she wrote a very good album, actually. The first album is good. And she makes men become crazy.
Who's the boy you like the most? Is it teasing you with underage?
Gentlemen, very nice talking to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Static silhouette somehow. Single in his bed someday. Quiet till it falls, falls, falls.
Thomas Mars, Laurent Bronkowitz, members of the band Phoenix. Their album, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, is out now. And this is Weekend Edition Samedi from NPR News, directed by Ned Wharton and Gemma Waters today, and produced by Peter Breslow, Sarah Byer Kelly, Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, Veronica Miller, Thomas Pierce, Habiba Noshin, Sarah Molnar, and Annika Robbins. Our technical director today is Ivan Burketh, so ably assisted by Tom Woodward up at the operations desk. Our librarian is Kim Oleski. Also helping out this week, Elizabeth Allen, Barbie Kaiser, and Barbara Von Workum. Alyssa Goh is our web producer. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. And the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Javar Iran Ardalan. I'm Scott Simon.